coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewis and Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Deblois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DeBloisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
We have a full studio here today, Sarah.
We do.
On International Podcast Day.
International Podcast Day.
We wouldn't want it any other way. Mm-mm. First of all, we want to give a shout out to Elaine and Scott St. Pierre of SPS Property Inspections, who came by very early today.
It must have been really early.
It was really, it was like 6:40.
Oh, I just missed them then.
Yeah. Yeah. So they stopped by with a basket of treats that was so thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
They know I love combos.
Mm-hmm.
Combos are in there. They got protein bars in there for you.
And pistachios.
And pistachios. This basket is overflowing with goodness.
And it's tailored to our specific likes, which
is so nice. The note.
I know. Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay. Happy International Podcast Day. May your mics be turned on and your jokes and bloopers make the final cut. The world needs more of your fun recorded for eternity. Oh, come on.
I told Elaine that could only be written by a loyal listener.
I know, right? But the part about may you always hit record.
Yes. Yeah, may the mics be on. You know, that whole thing.
That whole thing. We do that sometimes.
Yeah. By the way, 24 days in a row now, I've hit record.
I think it's 25.
Is it?
Yeah, I think I just forgot.
All right.
A couple times.
Nice.
After 20, I'm like, man, it's not fun anymore. Then when you hit it again, I'm like, yes!
Yes, you'll jump out of your chair.
Jump out of my chair.
We are going to be talking about the Lost Valley Competition Program Snowball today, which is happening on Saturday, November 15th at Lost Valley. And we are joined in studio by Melissa Gagnon. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's like our third year.
It is our third year.
Right? Olympic gold medal skier Carly Aretsian is here. How are you doing, Carly?
I'm good. How are you?
Is that accurate?
No.
Oh. You're really good, though, right?
But it's nice, right? Sounds nice.
Yeah.
She does ski fast.
I heard that. And you're a teacher as well, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you know what? Do you have any notes? What's going on over there?
Whoever wrote your bio didn't do me any favors.
You're batting 100.
But Carly, you're an exceptional skier.
I've raced for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
And now I coach.
Okay, but coaching is like teaching.
Yes, totally.
So she is a teacher.
I'm going to take half credit for that.
Okay.
All right.
Points to Mark.
Okay. Points to Mark. Lost Valley General Manager John Herrick is here for the second day in a row. How are you doing, John?
Hello, everybody. Great, great, great.
Through a minor
second
miscommunication.
Day.
Right.
Groundhog Day today.
Yes.
And International Podcast.
John came in with 100% confidence yesterday. He sat in his chair and he's like, let's do this. And I looked at the calendar and I'm like, uh-oh.
And then he made a phone call, and the phone call informed him that it was, in fact, actually Wednesday that you were supposed to be here.
Which was also incorrect.
And we were both like, probably you should double-check it.
We got it together today.
We did thankfully. It, guys. We managed.
We are also joined by Stella. How you doing, Stella?
Good.
Excellent. And Maggie?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Great. And Libby. How you doing, Libby?
Good. Hello, people.
Libby's got a fan club out there. We love it. So we are going to talk all about the snowball coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Tuesday, September 30th.
The Maine Department of Health and Human Services is sending letters to over 60,000 low-income assistance program recipients about an electricity credit. The amount will vary based on household income, size, and electricity usage. The program helps income-eligible homeowners and renters reduce their electricity costs through monthly bill credits.
The city of Lewiston recognized Ashley Kelly and Tim Field as the newest certified Maine assessors. Assessors have a variety of responsibilities, including determining the value of real estate property for tax purposes, maintaining property records, and assisting taxpayers with questions and concerns.
The city of Auburn will be launching a new website this week. The city last updated its website over 15 years ago. They hope to make the switch on Wednesday or Thursday and ask for your patience as there may be some issues accessing the site during the launch.
And the Lewiston Live Busking Festival is on Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a one-day celebration of local talent, community pride, and the power of performance. Busking is defined as the activity of playing music in a street or another public place for voluntary donations. The festival and parking are free. For more information, visit LewistonLiveFestival.com.
I bet we'll find our friend Amy Stacy Curtis there somewhere.
I hope so.
That's cool.
There will be a crowd around her, that's
absolutely
for sure.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 72 and a low of 50. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high of 61 and a low of 45. And sunny on Thursday with highs in the low 60s.
In sports, it's big night for the Red Sox. They are in New York for their best-of-three wild-card series with the stinking Yankees. Garrett Crochet gets the start in Game 1 tonight at 6. Sox pitcher Lucas Giolito will not be on the active roster for the series due to an elbow injury.
No.
Not good.
Not good.
So we just have to wrap it up in 2 games, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, no issues
based
whatsoever.
On the season that they've had, should be a breeze. CM Baseball will visit York County Community College this afternoon at 3.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Maggie looks confused right now. She's not sure what to make of the Famous People Birthdays jingle.
You're not sure about my song?
A bit of a cringe there.
Oh, wow. That's the better of all of the three, too. That's terrifying.
She looked at me like, what is going on right now?
I didn't know this was musical.
Let's take a look at FPBs for September the 30th, shall we?
Sure.
All right. We're going to start off with Jenna Elfman, who is 54 years old today. She played Dharma on the ABC sitcom Dharma and Greg from 1997 to 2002. She was also in the Looney Tunes movie, Back in Action, with Brendan Fraser.
Aww.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Watched that a lot when my kids were young.
She was in one of my favorite movies, too. I just didn't realize it. She was in Gross Point Blank.
Oh.
I don't recall seeing her there.
Oh. You'll have to watch it again.
I guess so.
Actor Eric Stoltz is 64 years old today. He played Rocky Dennis in the biographical drama film Mask, which came out in 1985. Earned him a nomination for a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture.
That was with Cher, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, that mustache.
He also had a great role in Pulp Fiction. He was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I think his wardrobe consisted of a t-shirt, shorts, and a robe.
He had a robe,
and a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Yes, yes. Like, as soon as you said that image popped into my brain. That's too funny.
Yeah, he's great. Crystal Bernard is 64 years old today. She played Helen Chapel Hackett on the sitcom Wings from 1990 to 97. She also played Casey Cunningham on Happy Days in the later years, in the early 80s.
I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fran Drescher, 68 years old today.
Yeah.
Do you do a Fran Drescher, Sarah?
I can do the thing. That's about it. Her laugh. That's
good.
Thanks.
Yeah, she was the nanny from 1993 to 99. Also appeared in Spinal Tap.
Oh.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, you must know about Spinal Tap.
This is Spinal Tap.
Right?
I don't know.
All right.
What?
All right.
Honestly.
What?
Generationally speaking, that's an affront.
How about this? Barry Williams is 71 years old today from the Brady Bunch. He played Greg.
Greg.
I know Greg.
All right.
And
all
the
right.
Brady Bunch.
You can stay.
All right.
He played Greg from 1969 to 1974, and he also got his butt kicked by Danny Bonaducci in Celebrity Box.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Danny Bonaducci's got a lot of rage.
Those were the days, right? Celebrity boxing. Tonya Harding's got bills to pay. You know, singer Marilyn McCoo is 82 years old today. She was the lead female vocalist for the group Fifth Dimension. She also hosted the 80s music television show Solid Gold.
Yeah, baby.
Tell me you watched that, Sarah.
I did.
All right. I'm just swinging and missing all over the place today. And rounding out FPBs for September the 30th is Angie Dickinson, who is 94 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember Angie Dickinson. Yeah.
I'm sure you do. She played Sergeant Pepper Anderson in the NBC crime series Police Woman. And she's also been in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably what she's most well known for. Is that accurate, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Police Woman. Those are your FPBs for September the 30th. Now let's take a look at some OTDs.
Buckle up, girls.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
They are passing the headphones
like,
around.
What is this?
They can't get enough.
It's something. Yeah, that's Mark.
Libby, what did you think of that?
It was something all right.
Now, by something, do you mean good something or bad something?
Better not tell you.
All right, we're going
to
move on.
You don't have to clarify. It's okay.
I went out on a limb there. Like, please.
37 years ago in 1988, John Lennon received his posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
All right.
That's a pretty good one. 43 years ago in 1982, Cheers premiered on NBC, and it ran for 11 seasons.
One of the best shows ever.
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 Absolutely.
Ever. Yeah.
John, you've seen Cheers.
Oh, I have.
Who is your favorite character on Cheers?
Oh, Norm.
Norm. Norm. Yes. Do you have any Norms at Lost Valley?
Oh.
You've got to.
You have.
Yeah.
You can't say me.
We are not us.
No.
We do, but they're not as funny.
Okay. Oh. All right. They don't have writers.
No.
Right.
But I think the question is, are you a Diane or a Christine?
Ooh.
Me?
Yeah. Like.
Oh, wasn't it Rebecca?
Oh, Rebecca.
No, I'm more of a Woody Harrelson. What?
Okay. Remember, what was Coach?
Oh, Coach. Coach was great.
So cute.
Yep.
Coach, before Woody. Both were cute.
What was that best line from Norm? It was, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
That's the one.
That's funny.
Perfect.
What on earth?
What on earth? Let's see. 65 years ago in 1960, The Flintstones premiered on ABC. That was a childhood staple of mine.
Such a great show.
Yeah, The Flintstones. Yeah.
Yep. Ahead of its time.
70 years ago in 19...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
John, when it comes to The Flintstones, were you a Wilma or a Betty type of guy?
Mm. Betty.
Okay. All right.
Likes the brunette.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
My wife is blonde, so don't tell her. I said that.
I think Wilma was a redhead anyway.
She was.
Yeah. 70 years ago in 1955, James Dean was killed in a two-car collision in California.
Ooh.
I know. 98 years ago in 1927, Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run of the season. He held the single-season home run record for 34 years until Roger Maris broke it in 1961.
There'll never be another Babe.
Never be another Babe.
He's the best.
I think Liz has a story to offer on Babe Ruth.
I do. Yeah, I do. I actually recently got to swing his bat.
How did that happen?
Well, I was in Louisville with Pam.
Oh, that's
actually.
Right. For the bourbon thing. Yeah, yeah. That sounds like
it was
fun.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's your Louisville
slugger. Pam got me a mini Louisville.
I know.
Okay, well, that came free with the tour. So.
Oh, wow.
She didn't spend any money on you.
His bat was ridiculously heavy.
Really?
Yes, it was ridiculously heavy. I swung his bat, and then I also swung Carl Yastrzemski's bat. And the weight difference was uncanny. I was like,
really?
You can't even pick this bat up.
That must have been pretty cool, though. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for September the 30th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Be sure to teach your kids to know their home address and a parent's phone number by heart. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Melissa, Carly, John, Stella, Maggie, and Libby, as we are talking about the LVCP Snowball, which is coming up on Saturday, November 15th at Lost Valley. Mm. And who wants to tell us what the Snowball is all about?
All right. I guess it's me. All right. So this is actually our third year doing the Snowball. And the first 2 years were just an amazing success. The club puts together a snowball, which is kind of like, think of it like an adult prom. Sarah's still trying to find that one dress.
I struggle.
Yep, still trying to find the dress to wear, the perfect one. That's why she hasn't come yet.
They won't let me wear a dress.
Oh.
I bet you could.
I have so many.
I could pull it off.
You could borrow one of mine.
Thank you.
If you wear a dress, please don't pull it off.
I might have to hem it.
You definitely would have to hem it.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Sorry. Back to the snowball.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Yes. All good. All good. So we have a silent auction that we have at the event. We do a 50-50 raffle. We have appetizers. A super fun time. Some of the things we had on the silent auction block last year, we had 3 trips. One was to Key West. One was to Scotland. And one was a California...
Napa Valley
hot air balloon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Africa.
And Africa, actually.
Oh,
there was 4.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And a Maui trip.
Yeah.
We had last year as well.
Wow.
Those 4 or 5 things alone are enough to run your auction up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so my mom actually won the Scotland trip, and they went just a couple weeks ago, and they said it was amazing, the company that put it together. So
really cool.
But a lot of really cool things. So some of the things that, like, we obviously raised money. We're a nonprofit organization. Some of the things we did with the funds from last year, we were able to support 5 community youth programs, provided coaching to over 130 kids. We reached out to the YWCA, and we had 45 children come out and get ski/snowboard lessons, equipment, rentals, the passes, all the transportation. We delivered 15 or 20 sleds and snowshoes to the YW, and we had some of the kids join us to just deliver them and have the experience.
That's cool.
And then we had another highlight, I would say, is we had 4 participants from the Root Cellar, a local establishment in Lewiston, 4 kids from the Root Cellar come out and have ski with the ski team, get the lessons, have like the coaching, have the passes, have the equipment. So we're like one of the goals of the club is to spread it throughout the community and have other kids come and just join in and have better access to snow sports.
Yeah.
Breaking down barriers.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know if you guys know it, but it can be expensive to skiing. So.
Well, and I'm sure...
You have experience, John?
I do.
I'm sure that kids that are living within the city limits may not necessarily even have ever been to a ski mountain before, or even right. really know that there is one here in our little town.
Yeah.
I was there for the Boys and Girls Club that came, and they had about 30 or 40 kids, and they thought they could ski with their sneakers. Like, I was helping them put ski boots on. They had no clue, and the smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
Just was so cool.
It's amazing.
It was really awesome.
Yeah.
The part that's the best is, you know, everybody in Maine, once the snow starts flying, they start, you know, going inside and staying inside for 3 or 4 months. So, you know, the nice thing about the snowball, we're working to get people outside in the winter, which is my favorite season. Call me strange, but I love the snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
See?
I think that people maybe don't realize, like, there is so much to do in the wintertime.
Absolutely.
You know, it is cold and dark here, but if you don't get out and get the sunshine hours that you can, when you can, it just feels colder and darker.
Yeah, you'll end up like me.
Yeah, grumpy and on the couch.
Oh my God. Nobody wants that. Carly, can you talk about how rewarding it is for you personally to be able to take these kids and give them what I assume for some of them may be a once-in-a-lifetime experience?
I mean, we can take it for granted when we've done it all of our lives. And so the biggest thing to see is the look in their eyes and the feeling, even every little feeling of putting a boot on, of wearing these boards on your feet. They actually didn't think they were going to be able to take the chairlift. And at the last minute, a few of them were good enough so that they could, or they were allowed to. And the smiles, you know, for them to realize that it can be an amazing time out in the snow was really cool to see.
I mean, for some, it could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. For others, it could be a lifelong hobby.
Yeah. It might be that thing that flips the switch that says, yeah, this is a thing that I want to do all my life.
And if we keep having the snowball, we can at least have them come out one more time.
That's right.
Yeah.
So more importantly, well, not more importantly, but just as important, we do LVCP is a race and freestyle training program. So on top of the donations that we make to get kids out, we also help to keep the cost down for families wanting to get their kids access to alpine racing. Mm. So, you know, that's one of the main goals is to keep costs down so that the kids can continue to train for alpine racing and freestyle.
Yeah, and that's also about accessibility because I think LVCP is one of the best valued programs in the state. They're very expensive, and we have an amazing group of coaches. I would say over 50% of our LVCP athletes, first time ever racing, first time ever competing. Yeah. You know, we're just trying to get the kids out there to experience it. While we have athletes also that have been doing it for however many years. Mm-hmm. I don't even count anymore.
Yeah.
Our ages are age 6 to about 14?
Yep.
Wow. 14, 15? So for a lot of kids, it's their first exposure to alpine racing. Mm. And some take it and run with it once we give them the skills they need to go with it.
Yeah, this will be Maggie's 3rd year. And so she started when she was 6. Mm-hmm. And I think Libby was 7 when she started.
I was 6.
Perhaps.
How are you now?
I'm 11 now.
No, how are you as an alpine racer? Are you a racer?
Yeah, I'm a racer.
All right.
So for folks who may not be familiar, can one of you explain what alpine racing entails?
Yes. Alpine racing is skiing down the hill. You have gates. There's many different events. So we do slalom and giant slalom. So slalom is gates that are closer together, lots more turns. It's a little slower, but there's a little more action that you watch where they hit the gates. GS is paneled gates, so two gates with a fabric in between, and it's further apart, so it's faster.
Gotcha.
So you're going straighter. And then there's Super G and downhill.
Okay, so these are like the events we watch on the Olympics and go, oh, my God.
Yes. Michaela Schifrin, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike NASCAR, we go left, right, left, right, left, right.
Don't you just go left, 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 left?
Well, John might.
And we also have the freestyle program, too. I mean, we don't have any freestyle kids here, but, you know, that's going into the terrain parks at all the ski areas and hitting jumps, grabbing air, doing backflips, front flips, all of that crazy stuff.
X Games stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, last year we sent... we helped get 5 kids out to Freestyle Nationals out in Colorado. So, you know, there's a need for freestyle training, and we're helping it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Last year, we had a freestyle skier in here. Yes. I think his name was Johnny Awesome or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Johnny Bazulik.
Bazulik. I was close.
Yeah. Awesome.
He could go with awesome.
Yeah, he could change it. Right? Yeah. Why not?
Let's talk to the girls now. Now, all 3 of you are racers with the program.
Yeah.
Stella, how old were you when you started?
I think you were 5.
You were 5 years old when you started downhill skiing.
The first race I had, I might have done 5 cartwheels across the mountain.
Intentionally or by mistake?
By mistake.
Okay. You got right back on your skis and we're back at it.
In the range of 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. I would be out for like 7 months if that happened to me. What's your favorite thing about racing?
Probably just being able to like go wherever you want on the mountain. And I don't know, I just like the competitiveness.
Yeah, so you like the competition. You want to win.
Yep.
All right. Good
Where'd
to know.
Where'd she get that from, Mom?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll talk about it after the show.
I know. Smart.
And Maggie, you have been in this for a couple years?
Yeah.
Awesome. What's your favorite thing about it?
That you can ski with your friends and learn at the same time.
Yeah. Have you made a lot of friends at the mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Aw.
You want to give them a shout out?
Camille and what's his name?
Sawyer.
No.
No, I don't like that guy.
Jackson.
Camille and Jackson?
Uh-huh.
They're like your best friends there?
Yeah.
Too cool. And you must be really looking forward to this season. Mm-hmm. How long does it last? How long does the season last?
We go till about March.
Okay.
And we have some big mountain trips before Christmas, but we really don't kick it into gear until just after Christmas.
All right.
Things start to get a little mushy around March.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but Lost Valley does a good job with that snowmaking. Holy moly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an 8-week program, but we start a little bit early by taking trips up because Lost Valley doesn't get snow until, you know, mid-December. So in end of November, first part of December, we'll go up to the bigger mountains like Sunday River, Saddleback, whatever, and get the kids access to snow so that our first training session isn't, you know, first day on snow.
And Libby, you were 5 years old, I think we just learned.
Six.
Oh, you were six.
Well, she was five when she first started skiing.
Okay.
But then she was six when she first started doing, like, learn to ski race. Yeah.
My goodness. See, somebody like me, I've never been on skis in my life. Well, I was one time. I did the whole pizza french fries thing, and it didn't connect. So I was like, I'm just going to hang out. So it's hard for me to imagine being that young and going down a hill on skis. Did it scare you at all when you first started?
When I started on skis or racing?
Both.
Okay, racing I was absolutely terrified. Like, that was scary. But going on skis, I was, like, when I was six, I was kind of didn't care. I was just like, okay, hey, Dad, look at me. Oh, yeah, going down the mountain. Oh, yeah.
It's funny because I remember her very first time in Gates, and she came through with the biggest smile on her face.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that was terrifying.
No, it was scary, but it was so fun. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah, you were smiling ear to ear. It was great.
You got to remember, too, that they have a shorter distance to hit the ground when they fall. So
right.
It's not
That's
as
a
painful.
Great point, John.
They're a lot more flexible, and they recover a lot more quickly than we do as adults do.
Yes.
The cartwheels are much smaller when you're smaller.
Yeah.
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 I'm still recovering from reaching for the remote control a couple weeks ago. Strained something
Hurt
in my
something
shoulder.
In your back. Yeah.
Yeah. Libby, what's your favorite thing about racing?
So I think my favorite part is, like, the way that, like, it's just an amazing program that, like, so many kids, like, don't get this opportunity. And, like, a small town in Auburn, like, what we have our own mountain where they're doing this for, like, small town kids. Like, this is something you don't see every day.
Your kids give me hope for the future.
I
just want you two to know that.
I know.
This program gives me hope for the future. So thank you for doing the work that you're doing.
We're just holding our breath still.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know what
and
she's going to say.
Like, you can make so many friends by that. My best friend is one I made on the mountain.
It's nice to see that they don't take for granted what is being offered to them.
It's good parenting.
So a lot of these kids that come through our programs will go and represent their middle schools and then high schools in racing. Like, Edward Little has the most pennants of any sport. Last I knew, I think it's still, for, you know, winning state championships in alpine racing.
Wow.
Let's go back to the snowball, which is happening again on November 15th at Lost Valley. Can you kind of take us through the night and let folks know what to expect? You got to dress up. Right.
Well, I mean, you know what? We wouldn't turn you away.
We wouldn't.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So you know what? Wear your couch clothes, Mark.
If that's how
totally
you're comfy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also, who doesn't like a little bit of a chance to dress up?
Right. Oh, I'm totally down. I get so excited.
Shoes and all.
Yep. And so the planning committee, like, this will be our third year. And so every year we've worn, like, a particular color, which is kind of fun. So we choose a color. Our first year was, like, blue or black. Last year was all red. And this year, should I announce it? Should I say what we're going to wear? Mm. We're going to wear green this year.
All right.
Yeah, that's going to be our color.
Sarah, how do you look in green?
It's one of my best colors.
All right.
See, it's all the more reason.
Get it.
I mean, it's a great night. So there's heavy appetizers. We have this, like, the silent auction. For the first hour, we have, I believe we're going to have an acoustic guitar player. Have we confirmed that? Not yet. We had it last year. We're still searching, but we will find one. So the first hour is just kind of low key. And then we have a DJ. We have dancing. We have a step and repeat where you can get your photo with your date or your significant other or your friend that you wanted to come with. And then we have a photo booth, which is super fun. They have a lot of props. They have chickens if you want to take a picture with a chicken.
Oh, interesting.
I learned that yesterday.
That's true. Yep. And then
during the later hours, we actually have a late night snack that we're going to do.
Fun.
And we've worked with KP from KP's Chicken. And
we love that place.
Yep. Who doesn't?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have you had their chicken nuggets? Mm-hmm. I don't even call them nuggets, but they're delicious.
Right. Yeah. I just got to throw it out there. KP is a Yankees fan.
Ooh.
How very dare him.
We've had them on the show. Love the restaurant.
Yankees.
Love the people. They have horrible taste in baseball teams. Yeah, that's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, we can't talk to him for the next couple days.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
But it's a chance for you to come out and socialize with everybody. It's a great party. It's lots of dancing. And like you were talking about the photos from last year's ball. Carly's marketing it, and she's doing an amazing job, so check it out on Facebook. It's a lot of fun. People come out. You don't have to ski to come out to our snowball.
Yeah.
It's just a good chance. Five of your, six of your friends buy tickets and come out and have fun.
Yeah, and I bet you saw on the photos, like, just, like, the candids are amazing because there's smiles, like, everybody's having a great time. We decorate Lost Valley that day, so there's a whole committee that goes out and decorates. But yeah, it's really just a magical event.
I love it. And it's a 21-plus event.
Yeah, the bar is open.
Yep.
Sadly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the bar is open at Lost Valley? Imagine that.
Yeah. Weird.
Weird. They become otter slids at the end of the night.
Are you going to have signature cocktails for the event?
We will have a signature cocktail. We don't know what it is yet, but we have in previous years. Last year, I think we did... like a hot toddy that was like apples like based. Ooh. And one was like a martini that we did. Mm-hmm. This year, we don't know what it's going to be yet, but we're going to have to name it something fun.
Surprise.
All yes. Right.
That's good fun figuring out what the signature cocktail is because you have to taste them.
Yeah, you get to do a lot of testing.
Oh, darn. If you need help, Mark and I are available.
If he can get off the couch.
Yeah, well. I don't have any trouble with that.
I can pry myself off the couch for some drinks at Lost Valley.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand. We'll get out there.
Yeah, we'll get out there.
We could record live. That would be fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, fun fact that the snowball this year is on Maggie's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Too cool.
Yeah.
All right. What number birthday is that going to be, Maggie?
November 15th.
And how old are you going to be?
9.
Last year in the single digits.
Oh.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Yep.
But. If my parents aren't going to be there, so we got to have a party with only girls, no parents.
Is this going to be like a sleeping bag, movie snacks kind of deal?
Yeah, lots of candy.
Oh. Lots of candy.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's partying that night.
Why not?
Oh. I mean, why not? Exactly.
They have their own party without
theme
you.
It's pink and Hello Kitty, so if you have time,
I'm going to drop Hello a Kitty basket fan of Hello Kitty stuff off, Elaine.
I'm a very big Hello Kitty fan.
There you go.
I am a very big Hello Kitty fan.
Good to know.
This is the part where you should be holding your breath. Where she invites everyone to your house.
Next thing you know, she's going to be giving your phone number and your address out.
So the website is lvcpsnowball.com, and that's where you can get all the info and tickets as well.
Correct.
Sounds good. Check us out on Facebook. There's a link there. Find our event, LVCP.
Anything else you'd like to add about the snowball before we move on to our final segment?
Just the weekend after the snowball, we have another fundraiser. Well, it's a freestyle event called a preseason rail jam where all the twin tippers and snowboarders are going to try and get air and ride rails right on the slopes of Lost Valley. Whether we have snow there or not, we're going to make it happen.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
I love John's can-do attitude.
Yeah.
Right.
John, what else is coming up at Lost Valley that you'd like our listeners to know?
This Friday is Oktoberfest. We have an Oompa Pa band. We have German beers on tap.
Nice.
That's our own version of a German beer. So that'll be a party in itself.
And you do a lot of fundraisers for this community as well.
We do. Yeah. We do. Wednesday nights, we reserve. Any nonprofit organization can come in and we'll host them and give them 15% of their sales for food sales. So I think we've had the Y out there. We've had LVCP. We've had ASA, Auburn Ski Association. We've had the trail clubs, all kinds of folks come out. Lost Valley's community-based, so we want to support the community. So,
we got trivia happening tonight, right?
Oh, we do. Trivia. Yeah. That's
two
a popular
for one
night.
Pizza.
And John, where can folks go online to learn more about Lost Valley?
You can go to Facebook or our website, lostvalleyski.com, or Facebook. Find us on Facebook.
Ladies, any parting words? We're going to do one more segment, but do you want our listeners to know anything else about the competition program?
You said ladies, but can guys answer?
No.
Okay.
We'll get to you.
For the U12 and up, we do some of the middle school races. That's fun.
What do you got, Libby?
If anybody's interested in doing the LVCP, I hope you have a great time doing it.
Aww. Great.
Maggie, you want to say anything? No?
She's good.
All right.
She said what she needed to say.
All right, what do you got, John?
They said it.
Oh, they did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Great. See, I knew they'd have you covered.
I want to shout out to some of the sponsors.
Sure.
Great idea.
Especially some have actually sponsored every single year, not knowing what this event would become. Lee Auto is on this year for our $3,000 sponsorship, which is our top sponsorship. Thank you so much. They're also donating some vans and drivers for shuttles for the parking. Cool. So, ladies, you do not have to wear those heels back to your car.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a good help this year. Bangor Savings Bank, Stearns & Daughters, Zach Davidson Construction, and Soaked Poland Car Wash all were the next level sponsor, which is so, so helpful. We're still collecting sponsors or donated auction items.
Oh, awesome.
So please reach out either on Facebook, and there's emails both places.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
We like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where we're going to ask everybody questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about. We're just trying to get to know you a little better as members of our community. Sound good?
As third-year visitors. Okay.
I mean,
veterans.
Veterans. Carly's
seniors.
Like, give us your worst. All right, we'll start with our racers over here. Libby, we'll start with you. What is your favorite candy?
Okay, so can I pick two?
Okay.
I like Twix, and I really, really, really like Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Mm. What was the last one?
Nerds Gummy Clusters.
You ever tried the Nerds Gummy Ropes?
Yes, they're not good.
The best.
What's your favorite Twix? Is it the left one or the right one?
I don't really care as long as it tastes good.
Okay. Maggie, what's your favorite candy?
I'll just go with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
So good, right?
Good answer.
They're my number one, too. Mm-hmm. Stella, favorite candy?
Probably the Watermelon Sour Patch Kids and the Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah,
we're just going to put together a big basket of candy for them.
Gummy bears. Gummy bears are classics.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me back to high school. We used to take...
I didn't know the story
you
about
know the story.
Gummy bears on the
I don't want to say it in front of the kids because they might do it. John, what's your favorite candy?
Needhams.
Oh.
Needhams of Maine. I don't even know if we can get those anymore. I haven't seen them in a while.
I know how to make those.
At the homemade candy places. Mm-hmm.
They used to come in the wax envelope thing.
Yeah.
You open them up.
All right. Carly.
Lately, I've been on the search for dark chocolate covered espresso beans.
Ooh.
You can only eat like TJ Maxx, Marshalls.
Trader Joe's.
Stella now knows to search the aisles for me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I've got you three packs.
Yes, you have. That's because you love me.
Aww.
And Melissa.
So if I'm going to go commercial, it's got to be Snickers. It's pretty classic. But other than that, I would say gummy bears or anything dark chocolate.
Mm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Me and my mom both love Snickers, too.
Snickers is a classic, yep. Mm-hmm.
The Betty White Snickers. Don't be a Betty White. Seen that commercial?
All right. Now we'll start with Melissa.
Yeah, we'll go this way.
Okay.
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Okay, I don't really know what I would be, but like when you said any animal, a cheetah came to mind.
There you go. Then that's what you'd be. Because they're
fashionable and fast.
Fast, yeah.
I should be honest, because I just found out my power animal, so I guess I have to be, and it's a donkey.
Oh.
What's a power animal?
It's like a spirit animal. I went to an Akashic healer, and she found out my power animal was a donkey.
A donkey. Okay. They can
kick. I'm a hard worker.
Yeah, and they can kick and have very strong legs.
Yes.
Yeah, there's great features to donkeys.
Yeah.
I would be an otter.
Oh, they look like they have fun.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Sliding down the river, ice.
I'm kind of like a party animal.
Yeah, yeah, hanging out on your back, you know, cracking oysters open with a rock on your stomach. Oh. All sounds fun to me.
That
right?
Sounds fun.
Yep.
Thanks for that visual.
Yeah. What about you, Stella?
I would be a cheetah, too.
You'd be a cheetah as well? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoops, we lost Maggie.
I'd be an ostrich.
An ostrich? Why an ostrich?
Interesting.
I just look like one.
I hope our listeners caught that.
Okay, I'd be a giraffe because giraffes are my favorite animal, and also I have a stuffed giraffe that's as tall as my chin in my room.
Nice. Wow.
All right, final question. Are you guys missing school for this?
Hopefully.
Hopefully?
I think so.
Okay. Do you want us to keep you here longer? We had a full basket of candy right now.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I want some candy.
All right. Final question, and we'll start with Libby. Libby, if you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Come Back to Me.
You want to pass on that one? Okay.
No, I want you to come back to me.
Okay.
Mine would be Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, my gosh. You love that movie?
Just watched it for the first time on Sunday.
And where he's like, I can do anything you can do. And she says, oh, yeah, clap. And he can't because he only has one arm. The best scene in the whole movie.
Spoiler alert.
Love that. That's a great movie. Good pick. All right.
Stella.
Mine would probably be like Teen Beach or something like that.
Nice.
I don't know.
All right. Got a thumbs up from Libby. Mm-hmm. Libby, is it okay to come back to you now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. So I'd probably choose Twilight series, but since that's a series and not a movie, I'd probably do like Eclipse.
Okay. Eclipse is
that's
that.
Twilight. That's
Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 John, one movie.
Any one of the James Bonds.
Oh.
Remember watching those as a kid? Parents would let us stay up late on one of the big three stations.
But that
Roger Moore, Sean Connery.
You don't have a preference there?
No.
All right.
They're all good.
They're all okay.
Good, yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Carly, one movie for the rest of your life.
I mean, Ski Patrol.
Obviously.
Stay on brand.
Yeah. All right.
Did you ever see Better
she
Off
watches
Dead?
Watches it every time snow falls.
No.
That was my answer.
I started watching it.
Yes.
That was my answer.
That is a good movie.
I have three favorite movies of all time. It's Top Gun, Man on the Moon, and Better Off Dead.
Yeah. That's too funny.
Yes.
I was just thinking of the scene where he's on the ski mountain and he's like, I want my $2.
I want my $2.
That was what made me think of it. That's so funny. It's a great movie.
It is.
So many good one-liners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you all for joining us today. And best of luck with a full house at the LVCP Snowball on November 15th at Lost Valley. Take lots of pictures again. They were very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday to Maggie.
And
happy birthday, Maggie. Thanks to our sponsors for today, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBloy Electric. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.